Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and I say this every single week, but it is the truth. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Simple is the Living. This is from the live worship recording called Celebrate Living. The song Simple is the Living came to me way back on September 16th of 1994. Let me read Psalm 37:16 to you. It says this: Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. That simplifies life pretty much right there. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. Now, the impetus for this song came while listening to Bible scholar, Bible teacher Dudley Hall share about simply living life, as opposed to bowing to the information glut the world subscribes to. Now remember, this was way back in 1994, before the onset of social media as we now know it in the 2020s. Satan's job is to distract us from keeping our eyes on Jesus. With all the technical gadgets to save us time, we generally wind up wasting quite a bit of our time playing with these toys or spending time going down the endless rabbit holes that social media can become. With the availability of all types of entertainment and other distractions, we find at times we have very little time for other people. With the drudgery of leisure time, we often max out our time with more things to do than we have time for. That's the truth. With the heartache that life invariably has, we can easily be distracted from enjoying our lives and the very one who is the source of our joy, and that's Jesus Christ. When Satan comes to deceive and to distract, we need to remember to bring life back down to its lowest common denominators. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Psalm 116:6 says this: The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and He saved me. Let's worship the Lord now in simplicity. Let's just simply live in His presence for the next few moments.
Over the past year and a half, my wife and I have been through quite an ordeal. Nearly losing her in the birth of our twins, then her having an accident and being bedridden for quite a while. And the Lord gave this song. Joy comes in knowing we're not alone. He is with us. I don't care how crazy this world gets, He is still with us. So Lord, I ask you to visit us right now in a special way. Show us each where you are in our lives right now. Let us simplify our lives with you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Until a seed can die, there is no grave. And joy would have no meaning without sorrow and pain. And if we knew no dryness, how could we love the rain? Simple is the living, and simple are the wise. You know that knowing Jesus satisfies. Simple is the living, and simple. way to living, trying a spouse to reign. Despair gives way to hope that can sustain. The joy is in the journey with the one who leads me home. And whether joy or sorrow, I am not alone. For simple is the living, and simple are the wise who know that knowing Jesus satisfies.
Father, thank you so much for the simplicity of your presence. Your name is Emmanuel. You are God with us. Life apart from you is not abundant, but life with you, regardless of its circumstances, is beyond abundant. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So you guys want to know a simple plan for living a simple life? Just look no further than the Sermon on the Mount found in Matthew 5, beginning at verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. That's just another way of saying this. Life is better lived when simplified, living according to God's order. We don't have to jump through hoops for His love or His acceptance. We don't have to perform for His love or acceptance. We perform because we are loved, because we are accepted. Simplify your life. Love God and love others. It just doesn't get much simpler than that. I've absolutely loved today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and it is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out. allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, like my follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, like my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series, several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Simple is the Living, from the live worship recording, Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com, or you can always go to iTunes or other streaming services. Now remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.